Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Well, hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you guys today? It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood, the day before Thanksgiving. I do have to say, I'm not a big Thanksgiving person. I'm not a big Christmas person, but I do try to keep a good attitude about it. Today's special guests are Del Judah, our comedian. We have James Gordon, poet. He also has three personalities. I'll let him explain. I want him to explain that to you. We also have, I am looking at my notes here. We also have, hold on, let me get, yes, you know, if that's what happens when you come home from work and you're cooking fish. Okay, so I have Raymond McNeil. He's with the AFL, and he's going to be here too. But before we bring everybody over, we want to say welcome to Conversations with Diva. That was Volante Grant, the great voiceover lady, and she's with WBDN Media, By Design Network, our network. We are rocking and rolling as African-American, black women, as I prefer to be called, and the Diva. Who is the Diva? Sabrina Williams, older sister to Serena and Venus Williams, but I am the best-looking sister of all. I make 51 look good, people, because I work out. And, you know, to date, I can bench press now 260. I am impressed with myself. So, we're with that. I love doing that. We are going to get started. And I just want to bring a little bit of tidbit to the news. What is wrong with drinking and driving in the morning after? I thought this was a really good article. One of my friends, he put out, he's a doctor in New York, an esthetician, and you've submitted some jail if you are drunk. Because you can stay, it takes 3 hours for alcohol to get out of your system. But if you're a person who drinks all night and then gets up and goes to work and you have to be at 6 in the morning, and you're drunk driving, you can actually kill somebody, even though it may be buzz. Buzz drinking is still drunk driving. So I want to say that this holiday season, as we all like to party, we like to have fun. He's my man at you because I like to party and have fun. But you need to be a drinking, responsible person. Because if you aren't and you kill somebody's sister, mother, father, brother, family, a friend, that's really going to be devastating and something you have to live with the rest of your life. And yes, I did say that because I want people to understand that it is very, very scary when you drink and drive, because not only do you hurt yourself, most of the time you don't hurt yourself. Drunk drivers don't get hurt because their body's so limber because of the alcohol. But I just want to make sure that you guys remember that drink responsibly and do the right thing. All right, so we have 909-717. Who's on the line with Conversations with the Diva?
That's Raymond.
It's who?
It's Raymond. Raymond McNeil.
Oh, well, Raymond, hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. You can call me Sabrina or the Diva. Hold on. You keep talking because I'm going to go turn off the... Yes, people, I did get home from a grocery store because I wanted ahi tuna. So I'm going to turn off my fan, but I want you to tell us three things that you're grateful for you as you close out this year. Three wonderful things.
With everything, you know, I'm grateful for family first. You know, they've been my support system throughout this whole ordeal. You know, I'm very thankful for my fiance. I'll be getting married next year. So my fiance, Keyshana, thankful for her. And I'm just very thankful for just health and strength. You know, God blessed me to be able to do the different things that I've been able to accomplish over my career and different things that's brought me to be the man I am today.
Okay. And I am grateful for being able to do this show. And I'm actually, you know what, I know this might sound silly. I was thinking about my show for tomorrow, but I'm going to say it tonight and I'm going to go into depth in this. I am grateful, and Raymond, first of all, let me tell you, congratulations for your fiance and for being a young man that says he actually has a fiance, and I love that. That is awesome. That's honorary. I love that. That's a new word, you're from honorary. honorary. But I want to say I am thankful for being single. Single is very struggling for me because I'm used to being the center of attention. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that I'm single because I get to see the world from a different place than a lot of other people get to see. Today I was in line and I was just going to, you know, I was just going to the grocery store to get some last minute things because I'm making a souffle for tomorrow for breakfast. And I was just like, you know what? I wasn't actually afraid that God was. God was like, you need to do something nice. And I was like, okay. And he knows my favorite thing is buying things for people that are in back of me. So the lady in back of me, if they would have had $100 of groceries, I would have bought the $100. But she only just happened to have three big giant potatoes and some pound cake. And I bought it for her. When I looked over at her and asked her to give me this magazine, because I bought, what was the magazine I bought? Hold on, let me tell you guys. Why am I telling you this? I'm just telling you this because I think it's good. I bought the American Adventure Time Life because I love to read the Reader's Digest. And I looked at her as I asked her for the magazine, and she looked a little sad. And I said hi, and she said hi. And then when I bought her the food, her face and whole demeanor changed. So you know what? I'm thankful because as a single person, I'm more attentive to people who are around me, and I'm more aware of how somebody might be feeling. So I'm actually thankful that today that I am single, and you know what? I'm happy about that. All right, moving on. Now, I've researched this because I have to be honest, Raymond, I did not know too much about the AFL. Of course, you hear about the NFL, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I don't know a lot about that. So I'm like, okay, well, let me check this out. Let me look it up because I love learning. So I actually, hold on. I thought I had it. I actually looked up to see, here we go. The AFL and the NFL, Arena Football League, is that correct, Raymond?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you guys start your season around March, and you guys usually end around August. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. I'm just seeing if we had a little trivia, then we would be ready.
I see you on it. Now, I'm going to tell you, they did decide to start camp a little earlier this year, so we're actually going to be going into camp in February. So we're actually going to start the season at the end of February this year. They're doing that
okay,
for a reason now because they NFL teams will come pick guys off of arena teams. So what they're doing now, because in the past, you know, teams that have been in contention for the championship have been all screwed up because, you know, NFL teams come pick a guy, you know, two, three key guys off of a team, and it messes everything up. So they're trying to get the season over with before the NFL starts their season and they start picking people. So... So that's
well,
why they decided to move it up.
And before we, I want to give Raymond a proper introduction, just like I did Jamel Lynch, and I want to give you a proper introduction. So I'm going into my, I screenshot everything because I can't, I'm like slow on my phone, and my sons are never around to help me. So let me give you, young man, a proper introduction. Thank you. Ray McNeil has been in the AFL, American Arena Football League, going on 9 years. He has record-breaking offensive line that only gave up two sacks in an 18-game season. Was picked to play in the first AFL All-Star game in Hawaii. I love Hawaii, and I'm hoping to go there to the Pro Bowl, but was not able to go because the team wouldn't let the contract guys play in it because they were scared of injuries. Poor people.
Yeah.
He's a two-time AFL selection. You also train athletes, right?
Yes, I do.
He attended school at Fort Valley State University. Fort State. I don't know that I'm just saying that. Where he was at SIAC. Explain that.
No, that's the conference we were in. So I was all conference in college. That's the league we were in. We played Morehouse, Tuskegee, Clark Atlanta. It was an HBCU, so.
Okay.
Those different traditional schools. So yeah.
And he was selected to the Magnolia.
Yeah, that was I went to a Division II school. The Magnolia Gridiron Classic is a 1A, 1AA All Star game. So I was one of two people coming from a Division II school selected to play in this.
Okay. He was also selected as the Club National Player of the Year in 2006, 2015. He played for the Jacksonville Sharks. 2014 Tampa Bay Storm, 2013 San Jose SaberCats, oh, I like that, 2012 Milwaukee Mustangs, 2011 Utah Blast, I don't know about Utah, 2010 Milwaukee Iron, 2008, 2009 Green Bay Blizzards, 2007 Lubbock Renegades?
Lubbock. Lubbock Renegades in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, just in case my English teacher's listening, I didn't say I still knew how to pronounce words. Okay, my mama was from Texas. He's a well-known and respected in the league, and he's looking forward to helping everybody build themselves up and become a superstar because in his eyes, he is only as great as the next person that he helps build up. And would you agree with that statement?
Oh, yeah, 100%, 100%. That's why I like to do different things in the community. One of the things it doesn't say on my bio there is I've been doing a lot mentoring kids probably for about the past 10 years. You know, different, me coming up, you know, I'm originally from California myself, and I tell kids all the time, some of the best athletes I grew up with didn't even get a shot to showcase their talents because they fell by the wayside, whether it be with drugs, not having good grades, getting in trouble, different things. So I try to do whatever I can to help kids stay on the right path and you know, maximize their full potential in whatever they want to do in life.
Right. And so tell now in the I think it was the late 1966 that the AFL and the NFL AFL became under one umbrella with the NFL. That's about right in that year time.
Yeah.
But they still have. So what we're looking at, in my understanding, so for those people who are going to be listening to that, the AFL is almost like it's like baseball where you have the Division A teams and then they move up to the NFL. Is that a good way to explain it, Raymond?
Well, yeah. See, the best thing, they're looking into it as a feeder league now for the NFL, seeing that there's no more NFL Europe and different things of that nature. So NFL teams will actually come and scout our games as well. But, yeah, to give you, it is like a minor league system. It's a little different. I know you said you researched it, but it's indoors. You tend to play where different, where different basketball venues or different hockey venues are. Our field is 50 yards long, so it's a high scoring game. There's walls, so you got people going over the wall and the people's lap at the game. You know, it's very intense. And the different thing between our game and the outdoor game is, you know, if you throw a ball in the stands, the fans get to keep it. We do autograph sessions after the game where the fans can come out on the field. We sign autographs for 30 minutes. So it's very personable. You get to know your fan base. Different people that come down. You know, I got a couple fans now. They try to invite me to their house for Thanksgiving, you know, just because I've had that relationship, getting to know them as they come down on the field. They come down and support us and different things of that nature.
Yeah. Well, if you can't just give me their numbers, I'll show up in your name. That's just, I want to be respectful, you know. I mean, in case, you know, you can't make everywhere. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. Anyway. All right, so let me
I'm actually on the road now. I'm on my way to Georgia for my mom's gumbo, so.
Don't do that. I'm mad at you. Hello, Mama. Save me a plate. All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. We were sent over by my great, great, great friend Alexis, your agent. She's wonderful. She takes good care of me, gives me great interviews. I want to say thank you for taking your time to come on an interview with me. But let's take it back a little bit. Tell everybody about, one, tell us, you're going to Georgia, so obviously where you were probably born there, but I want you to tell everybody a little bit about your history, how you grew up, and how you got into football, and who has been the most encouraging person or people in your life.
You know, this story is actually funny. I grew up in Riverside, California. It was funny because I always wanted to play football, but out here in California, it was a weight limit. So I could never play. You know, I was a bigger kid. I'm offensive lineman. So, yeah, I could never play because of the weight limit. So when I got to high school, I was actually so far behind the other kids that had grown up playing football that I literally sat on the bench for 2 years. Like, I was horrible. If you went back to my school now and asked people and they tell you that I'm a professional football player, they'll probably look at you like you're crazy, like seeing how I was my first 2 years playing. But it's funny you said give you an inspirational person because a lot of people don't know. I almost quit. And this is something I tell my kids all the time. I almost quit my sophomore year.
Hold on, we're going to bring somebody. Raymond? Hold on 1 second. We're going to bring somebody over. Hold on.
No problem.
All right. 214-701. Who's in the line with Conversations with Adiza?
It's Chow Judah.
Chow Judah, you're on the line with Raymond. He is our AFL football player, and he's really cute, but he has a fiance, so we have to keep our hands to ourselves, because I heard she'll come whoop our butts this evening. So no touching, keep your hands to yourself, and be nice to this man. He's going to finish his story, and then we're going to, you can ask him questions if you want. Go ahead, Raymond, finish your story. That's Chow Judah,
okay,
the comedian.
Nah, so I was actually about to quit football. I was real discouraged with it, and my high school coach Pat Patrick, you know, he stayed on me on top of it. You know, he didn't want me to quit and different things of that nature. And to make a long story short, my junior year, I started getting looked at. I started playing my senior year. I got offered at University of San Diego. I ended up turning it down to go the junior college route. I went the junior college route, and from there, I was like, well, I want to get away from my parents, and I want to go to a school rich in tradition, so I decided I wanted to go to an HBCU. So I went cross-country, and that's how I ended up in Georgia, Fort Valley State. Now, I tried to get away from my parents, but a year later, during my senior year, they retired, and they moved to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they moved to Georgia. My brother moved from California to Georgia, and he just recently got married last year, so I tell him if I had decided to go to school out here, he would have never been.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's pretty much my story. Came out here, had a real good, successful college career, and from there is when I started, you know, got scouted by the NFL, things that didn't work out, still wanted to play, and then that's when I got my foot with the AFL.
So are you looking to stay in the AFL, or are you hoping to go to the NFL?
I mean, that chance is always there. Now that I'm a little bit older now, so that door is open. But like I said, anything's possible. But I mean, like I said, I've been blessed. God's blessed, you know, to have a sport, pay for my college, travel. As you can see with my bio, I played for some different teams across the United States. I've been able to travel, do different things. So I've truly been blessed.
And obviously the pay is a lot different, though, but you're able to sustain and take care of yourself. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely do that. I wouldn't be able to do that with the fiance if I could. So.
Okay. All right. So your family, you're obviously close with your family. What NFL star or what do you have a mentor that you look up to or that you really depend on to help you continue to stay on your path for football?
My cousin, Stephen McNeil, he actually played for the New York Jets. He was New York Jet Grazer in their Ring of Honor. So when I was coming up and I had different questions about, you know, the business and how different things work, he was somebody that was very influential and mentoring me in different things of that nature. So.
He's cute, too. I'm not looking. I'm just saying. I just like to say, you know, I think men are sexy.
We got good
like
genes in my family. We got real.
I'm just saying. I just want to say you people are just cute. I mean, adorable. Woo-hoo. Okay, let me stop. I'm not looking. I just like to say this. Okay, Job Judy, you know you need to hold me back. Huh?
Now, Freeman's single.
I'm enjoying myself.
You're enjoying yourself. You know what? I'm going to be honest. The reason I'm single, let me just put it out there, is not because I'm looking for a sugar daddy. I'm looking to be a sugar mama, and I need people to listen to me, and they cannot be like, they can't have a sugar mama and then be doing somebody else. So the problem is, I'm going to need a man to do this. Judy, you know where this is going. You know what? Hold on. Sorry, people. I apologize. I'm just saying. So I'm a cougar. I'm a sugar mama, and I need people to be cheating on me as I'm taking care of you. So see, henceforth, I don't need a man to take care of me. I need you to be listening to the rules of my home. I need you to be on the sofa, sitting down, looking cute when I come home to have my dinner ready. Hey, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm really single, because I'm big. Ray, did you ever think you were a woman saying that?
Nah, you know what? Now the way times are now, nah, it doesn't. It was funny you were saying that because the first thing that I pictured was Tasha Mack on the game. This is how it's going to go. This is my way or the highway. So?
That's what I'm saying because I don't got time for nothing else because I'm established. I've got three bachelors and a master's. I don't need all that drama. I just need to sit down and look cute, and get my dinner on the table, and be ready when I need to go out on dates or I have business meetings I have to go to. See, that's why I'm single. Anyway, moving on. You guys know that you're going to be entertained on conversations with the diva. Now, wait a minute, a couple of more questions. I noticed that you are really give all to God. Has that always been a base for you, or did something occur that you became more dedicated to God, or is that a family foundation?
Well, that's definitely family foundation from day one. That was always instilled, and I'm thankful they did that. Because, you know, you always hear with athletes with these different stories going on, like, man, these dudes, they got their head on straight. I was always able to go back on my faith and do things of that nature that kind of kept me on the straight path that I need to be on. Because believe me, you can definitely get distracted with no matter different things that come upon you. So, but, no, that was definitely rooted in me at a young age. So I can say thank you to my grandmothers for that. Both my grandmothers had a big role in that one, so.
Yeah, because they'd be slapping you. See, we call it child abuse. We call it child abuse now because I work for Child Protective Services. Back then, I called it keep your little self straight. That's what it was really called. Now we got all these laws.
You know what? As I see it now, when I see my fiance at church and I see these little kids turning around and on their iPads at church and stuff, I'm like, well, my grandma would have pinched the mess out of me.
My mom was a pincher. She made us sit in the front seat. So, Raymond, what advice can you offer the young man, and I know there's women's football too, but the young person that's coming up that wants to go into the AFL or the NFL, let's just talk about the AFL. What do they have to do, and how does ethics and integrity play a part in that?
You know, your character is a lot of things in sports. You know, different guys are in the AFL for different reasons. You know, you may have a guy that an NFL scout wants to see him play an additional year against different competition before they want to bring him up. You know, it may be a guy who was coming out of college that was a high standout, but they want to see what his character issues are handling being a professional athlete. I would tell people, you know, just have a goal, have a plan, and follow it. You know, don't get sidetracked. You know, if you're going to put in the time to do what you want to do, you got to dedicate yourself because, like I said, there's many distractions out here that will keep you from reaching your goal. So you got to stay focused on what you want to do.
Now, my son, he plays tennis, and Jal Judah knows that. But what is the dedication that's required, like hours and time spent to get into this kind of sport and to get to where you are at this level? What do you have to do beforehand, like practice, training? What does an average training day look like for you before you started the AFL and now that you're in the AFL?
Okay, before I started, you know, I would do two-day workouts. So my first workout would happen at 6 a.m. I probably do a 6 a.m. cardio agility workout, take about two-hour break, come back around 11, 12, and then hit the weight. And any, you know, after that, maybe go do a full workout. You know, I was very focused on what I wanted to do. I'm one of those people, you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove you wrong, so I can do it. But like I said, nowadays, with how much training, specialized training, and everything like that, like a child really has to be focused on their craft, on what they want to do. Because there's so many other kids out here that's putting in the time, the dedication. You know, your talent can only get you so far. So it's going to be the hard work. But I would say at least 4 to 5 hours a day training on your craft.
Jeff, did you hear that?
Yes.
And when she goes at like least. This, when she goes like this, yes, it's like, shut up, Sabrina. That's what she's really saying. I heard it. Okay, whatever. Jal Judah, we're going to be doing this. So, Raven, you know what? Before you go, where can we find you? Oh, my God. I was so appreciative that you were following me on Twitter and I followed you back. Where can we find you on social media? What do you have upcoming? Where's your? You said you guys are going to be starting camp earlier this year in February. Mm-hmm. Did you need somebody to carry your luggage? Jeff, Jude, and I are available. What's going on? What do you need?
Oh yeah.
I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, my hair salon, on Instagram and Twitter is Big Play Race 50. And then on Facebook, it's just Raymond McNeil. Right now, I'm actually in the process. I have a business partner. We're starting a sports apparel company called Go to War Sports. So we're doing different sleeves right now, different sleeves, visors, eye black, mouthpieces. So that's one of my projects I'm working on, as well as playing, training. You know, I want to be one of those athletes. I don't want to be where, you know, when football's over with, I have to figure out what the next thing is. I want to have a team transition, have things already set up. So when it is time for you to exit, I can go right into that. So,
no, and you know what? Yeah. I'm so proud of you for saying that, because a lot of people, it doesn't matter the color. Sometimes when we play sports, men and women, because there's women who play soccer, you know, things like that, that we just get focused on that and we don't think about our future. We get the money, but we're not. And, you know, at any time you could hurt yourself, and I'm really proud of you that you have, like, something that you're trying to do. You guys feel free to come back on, and always looking to put logos of companies and people on my webpage. You guys let me know, and there's a link, and they can go to it, and hopefully they can buy whatever products they like. And if you guys want the cutest, sexiest, hardest-working Williams girl, I mean, my sisters are wearing your products and just modeling for you guys, you just let me know, okay, because I will wear your outfits. Look, I'm so glad.
I definitely appreciate that.
I will shout out to
Georgina.
How serious am I about my workouts?
Extremely. Like, it's
okay.
No joke.
Okay.
So you got a certain song you listen to that gets you? Because I'll be the first one to tell you. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not always thrilled about going to the gym.
Oh my God. I love mornings. Georgina, how early have we called you? Has my coach Danny, because I have a personal trainer. What time in the morning have we called you?
Man, I don't even know. I don't even calculate. Like, my mind don't work until a certain time. I think y'all be calling it the threshold, and I'm like, what?
It's 6 a.m. Oh, my God, my trainer and I, we train at least 4 days a week. I train with him, and then I do 2 on my own. And I have this new jacuzzi, one that I'm going to put out, because it actually does help people lose weight, and I've got it down pat now.
I love
working out. I mean, I love it. And you can work out. You can do your regular exercise in the day, and then you can do this jacuzzi one at night 3 times a week and do all the exercise. Because water actually, what's the term, Ray? It's like makes you lighter in water, and it allows your muscles to move better. And so you can actually burn calories, and so I do this workout. But I'm serious about training. I train every day. I post every day. I get these things from people. And you know this, Ray, because you have your fans that, like, want to come to your house. But I have people that send me all the time, oh, my God, you didn't post. I really need to hear this. I need to see what you're doing, because it's inspirational. So to me, you're like, when you're talking about the AFL, you are just like an inspiration to people. So I really want you to come back on. And I got in December, okay, Jamel Lynch is coming back on. He's NBA. I want you to come back on, because we're going to be making some heavy predictions for the Super Bowl. Some Super Bowl, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could definitely do that. I got my picks already, but I'm going to say it.
I got
a couple buddies that's playing on these different teams, so I got some inside information, so, you know.
Don't let me slap you.
Don't let me
slap you.
You
said what now? Because you know already my team is winning tomorrow. Because you know, Cowboys, we have 75% winning rate on Thanksgiving. So you know we're winning tomorrow,
oh,
right?
This is the only thing I want to say. Now, were you saying this 7 weeks ago, too? In the past 7 weeks? Or this didn't happen because of last week?
You know what? We did not win because Tony Romo came back. Now, God, I love
yes,
Tony
did.
Romo. Okay?
Yes,
but we didn't win because he came back. We won because of probably the notes that I sent them that I'm sick and tired of them, and I'm going to come down and whip their butts. And I'm tired of losing. God,
you guys just say what you want to say in Dallas. Y'all got the love-hate relationship for that man, but that man makes that offense go. So y'all can't get mad at that man.
Never. I love Tony Romo, But we have to not just focus on when he's there, because you know what? We can't be celebrating. I mean, we have, what do we have now? We have Peyton Manning, who's out now for what, because of his injury, and with the Broncos, who are doing, actually the Broncos are doing good. Now, I love my team. God knows I love the Cowboys since I was 8 years old, and I'm still looking
for you. If I tell you my favorite team, I think you might kick me off the show.
No, go ahead.
We're the only team that has just as many Super Bowls, if not more, than you guys, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, God.
Who is it? Tell me.
Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's why I don't deal with it.
Nobody likes you.
I refuse.
Nobody likes you. You know, I'll forgive you if you have your cousin come and talk to me on my show, since he's played for football.
I'll call him.
Okay, you guys, what's wrong with this? If my 17-year-old son comes in, starts the microwave when I'm on a radio show. Joe, Judah, can you talk to Eli?
Run, Eli.
I'm going to give it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Did you know that they're one of the teams, five teams, that has a waiting list of fans who are still trying to get into those games, and people pay to be on the list? Did you know that?
Wait, pay to be on the list?
There's five teams, Pittsburgh Steelers, Denver Broncos, and Eli, stop the black suppression. Okay, he just wrote me a text and said there's black suppression going on in the house. I don't like my son. Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of here. Okay,
this is why
my show is funny, because we incorporate my family life in it. Okay, so five teams, okay, and Raymond, five teams, but these teams have, I think it's the Pittsburgh, and who is the
Green
other
Bay's,
one?
The Packers might be one, too. Green Bay Packers might be
they
one.
Have the, they have the longest list. Like, one team has a 32-year waiting list, and the good thing is, all the money that you pay to be on the list, it is transferable when you die, because you'll die before you get
no,
to
no, 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 it's not
first.
Accessible. Get a bank account, like save for college. It's not that
no,
deep.
You are serious. But the cap.
No, so you know what? To be honest with you, it is here. Some people, because we even have people. In our league that are like that, like they over here talking about they can't wait for the season to start. They tailgate every game. They got, I don't know how many different arena football groups I've been added to by fans, and they talk about it 24/7. So, I mean, to some people, that's...
I went last year to the Super Bowl, and these people were tailgating. Do you know, though, it costs money to tailgate? Did you know that?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it does. Yes. Okay, Raymond, you know that's wrong. I need to go into that business. Did you know the parking for the NFL for Super Bowl is over $300? I need that job. I just could just work. I don't have to pole dance no more.
Well, let me tell you this.
Oh my God.
When I played in Green Bay, my coach owned the jersey store across the street from Lambeau Field, and he used to charge $50 parking, and he sat up there. His parking lot was big enough. He would park 150 cars. He's like, I don't even have to go to work the next if I don't want to, just off parking at Green Bay Packers game.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
I'm sitting up there like, maybe I'm in the wrong field. I need to buy a parking lot.
Judah was laughing at me. Judah, I stopped pole dancing and got a real job, okay? I just want to say that. If any of us fans send you an email after you don't pole dance, you guys, I'm going to slap you, because you know I don't pole dance. Okay. Pole dancing actually burns 475 calories an hour. I just want people to know that. So
if comedy don't work out, I'm going to go and hit the pole. I'm going to be chicken strip.
Raymond, you know what? I'm going to be sending Alexis an email, and I'm going to, so you can come back on with Javelle, because December, literally, the last part of December and January, we're taking it up with this NFL thing. I want to see everybody's predictions, and we're going to have some contests for people. So get your fans.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have inside information. I don't know if you're going to want to do that.
See, then Martha Stewart going to jail for that.
Raymond, you know what? No cheating. No cheating,
no,
Raymond.
No, see, that's not cheating. It's called using your network.
Okay, Martha,
no, that is illegal.
Look, I'll give you five.
Martha Stewart went to jail for that.
Exactly.
I'm very big on fantasy football, and
God.
My teammates get mad. The people I'm in the league with get mad because they'll be like, "Oh, I wonder who's starting." Well, like just like 2 weeks ago, I called a friend of mine who's down in San Francisco. I was like, "Well, is Sean Drone starting at running back or Kenny Gaskins?" He was like, "Sean Drone." I said, "Everybody looking at me like, why'd you pick him up?" Like, you'll see. He came across as a starter. Like, how'd you know that? I don't know.
You need one, Raven. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. You're going to have to explain fantasy football to me. You know what? I'm going to tell you, though. I'm a crazy football girl. I'm learning about, you know, Danny, my coach. He's taught me all about the, you know, the first down, second down, my thing. But I'm the kind of girl that you, I will beat you up as I'm watching the game. I don't want you talking. There's no interrupting. I'm on that, and I have three or four TVs going at the same time, okay? Because I'm like,
well, it's funny you say that because my fiance goes to the game all decked out with Miss McNeil shirts and stuff like that. And, you know, I play a very violent position playing O-line. If I sit up here and fall on the ground or get into an altercation with somebody, he acts like he's going to come down on the field.
My coach, he be having these LaQuishas that come talk to him. I'd be like, girl, you need to move. That's my man. Technically, I need you to move off of him, okay? He not being bothered with you, LaQuisha. Move, okay? Because he likes bench pressing girls. He don't like no skinny little babies. Move.
Not LaQuisha, Jesus. Not LaQuisha.
You see LaQuisha. Raven, did you have fun tonight? Did you?
Oh, I had a great time. I'm looking forward to getting these Super Bowl predictions already.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to sit on the table because I haven't seen you for Jamel, too. And you, Jamel, better behave yourself because we're going to be talking about football and the NBA because I know the Lakers ain't going nowhere because they haven't got rid of Shaq.
Whoa, my God.
You're
talking about my own team. You can't talk about my own team.
You know
see,
what?
They
let Shaq go, and they should have just worked. Kobe should have been able to work with Shaq, and I'm never going to forgive Kobe for that. I'm still mad at him for that. But maybe if Kobe takes me out to dinner, him and his family, and invite me over and then stuff and gives me some sweet potato pie.
So they have to work to bring you back as a fan.
They have to work to bring me back. Because you know what? I'm a little hurt by that, and I mean, I can't go like my coach does. He likes the Clippers. I would not like the Clippers if I was bald and I was dead. I'm sorry, I can't go with that. However, I love the Lakers, but you know what? I'm a Miami Heat girl, and LeBron left, and I didn't. I was afraid to go to his team because I thought they might burn me because they burned his jersey. So,
oh, Lord, have mercy.
Okay, you know what? Oh, my God. Raven, a bit you're going to have fun with because we do this, we're going to do an hour of this all NFL, and we're going at it, the three of us, literally.
Oh, this way, it works for me. I'm having a great time. It works for me.
And
just
you know what?
Just let me know.
Okay, because you know what? I'm not going to be playing with you and no inside information. You, my friend, are wonderful. I appreciate you coming on. You know what? You let me know how I can promote you, how that we can help you get keep going and how we can help you increase your fan base. Anything you need, you let us know. We're here. Diva loves you. We appreciate it. And I appreciate your time. I mean, anytime you need a bench pressing partner, you let me know because, you know, I'm proud of myself. I can bench press with the big boys. I will be able to spot a guy. You know, so I'm just saying, you know, you just call me. You need a bodyguard, you let me know.
I'm going to be on the lookout. If one of my teammates is looking, you know, is looking for someone, I got you. I'm going to plug you up. But I'm going to let them know the rules ahead of time.
I can listen a little bit. I just, you know what, I'm so bossy, and I just need to stop, okay? But I just, if you have a job, that's really good, too. But if he plays sports, oh, my God, he would have, like, the ultimate girlfriend because it'd be like, oh, my God, my girlfriend, she loves sports, and she talks about sports, and she only wants to wear jeans and a T-shirt. He doesn't have to buy me jewelry because I'm allergic to jewelry. I can't wear it now unless it's flat-like. Do, like, it's high goal, so that's not going to work. And I love driving trucks, and I love to race cars. So he would, like, have, like, the ultimate girlfriend because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm such a tomboy. I dress really cute, but I'm a tomboy. You know,
so, see, I might have a surprise for you next time I'm on the show, see?
Yeah, but so please, I need a date. You know what, Raymond, I'm gonna challenge you. I really need a date for January, for December 31st. I don't want to be dateless. So, you know what, I'm going to ask him for a lot. I'm going to ask him to marry me. I just want a date for December 31st, please. Could you work on that for me?
I'll do
please.
That. You got my word
Thank
on
you.
That. I got you.
Please, I just need a date.
But here's my if I do this and I come through with this, you have to become a Laker fan again.
If you do this and I get a date for December 31st, I will become a Lakers fan. I will forgive all the forgiving those who
you just you let me know what city. Tweet me what city, and I have something for you.
Okay, if I'm in Las Vegas, I need, I'm serious, and just make sure he's...
Oh, I have somebody in Las Vegas right now. Terrence
Carter.
He has to be cute, really cute.
No,
cute.
Look up Terrence Carter. He played arena football as well. Matter of fact, he played for the Las Vegas Outlaws last year, or Vegas had a team.
Hey, can you call him and tell him, look, I'm setting up interviews. Tell him I need an interview, too, for my show.
Okay.
Don't
fall for it. That's not an interview for the show. That's a screening process.
Somebody throwing salt on you.
I'll just say that's a screening process. All black women screen people. It's an interview process.
You know what, Captain? Girl, I'm interviewing the man for my show. Come on out. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get off here, I'm going to give him a call.
And just tell him, hey, you know what? And look at my picture. Say, man, look at this. This is one of the Williams sisters. This is a cutie, and she's a football freaky person. Okay, look, shoot. And tell him.
I got you.
Just saying, shoot. I'm like saying, hey, and I will go back to liking the Lakers. I will even attend the Lakers game. I will buy my tickets. There you go.
I'm gonna send you a jersey. I need to see a picture. I need a tweet in the Laker jersey put on Twitter.
Okay, I want to send a Lakers life dress. I need an extra large jersey, please, and a Lakers. And yes, I will tweet it. Yes, I will. Actually, you know what? You need to tell me when I tweeted what you guys brand so I know so everybody's following it. Because I do this for another protein person that I bet. They have me do their thing, and I love it. It's like the funnest thing. I love it. You know what?
Okay,
you have to make sure that you give them get my phone number from Alexis, and we'll have to talk. Because y'all do to be thinking I'm trying to pick up man. I'm just interviewing people to help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think we can let the screening process go by one time. Yeah, I ain't gonna give somebody
mm-hmm.
a bad character now.
Do you know who Monique is, Raymond? The comedian?
Which
comedian? Do you know who Monique? Yeah, do you know who that is? The comedian, the lady?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Y'all, Judah opened up for her before.
Oh, really?
Yep, she is. And Judah is funny. So, tell Raymond about you. Tell him about yourself. So, because he may have a party, and he may need a comedian, and he may need me to do bodyguard and you to do the comedian. So, tell him about you.
She put me on the spot every time she do this. I'm going to have to, like, print up a script so I can read it. You know, the little kids at the Easter plays when they read their scripts. Let me see. I've been doing comedy a little over 2 years. I actually started doing comedy in Dallas. I have a charity event, which I just renamed. It's now called Comical Heart. I'm in the process of working on a book called The Big Girl Bible, and that's basically a book that gives plus-size women advice about, you know, how to know your shape, what clothes fit your shapes best, dating, hygiene, ways to build your self-esteem. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty much the guide to being a big girl. Let me see. I performed in several different states. I plan on pretty much conquering the U.S. Before I turn 40, hopefully. and if that doesn't work, you know, then I'll just be 26 forever. I really don't know what else to say about myself. Wow.
She's a good queen. She's funny as hell. and she's loyal, and she loves me.
And she's all about the screening process.
Yes,
man, don't judge me. Like, my best friend has me trained. Like, I've been doing the screening process since I was 18. It's built into me. But
okay. I mean, I ain't mad at you. You the lookout friend. I can dig that.
I'm like, yes, when it comes, like, when you date my friends, you date me too. So whoever end up dating her, we go together.
When I started dating my fiance, believe me, I had to go through five friends. It was like dating all five of them.
Exactly. So where we going, what we doing, what we wearing, what did he buy us, like, what do you mean? Like, don't play.
Oh, my God.
That's weird, because when I got the engagement ring, the first thing I wanted to see was the size of it and how many carats.
Exactly. Cut, color, clarity, cost. Don't play.
Oh, my God. All right. That's just wrong. You know what? See, my future man, he just needs to be able to get me a truck, a Suburban. That's all I'm asking. Forget the ring. I like cars. Give me, I don't need no jewelry. Give me some cars.
I just
that's
want somebody with all their teeth that's loyal and got life insurance. That's all I want at this point.
All the teeth?
All their teeth,
yes,
they loyal and they got life insurance.
I'm dead. That ain't funny. I'm dead already.
And they got to have both their eyes. They got to have both their eyes. They got to be
straight. That sound like the making of a Zero song. That sound like that. He's from Texas.
You know what that sounds like? That zombie movie that I was forced to watch on The Walking Dead.
That's my show. Look, don't go on my show. That's my show. Don't,
Rick and Bobby and Glenn Davis, they have stayed dead, and that show was stupid. I'm done with them. I'm done.
Baby, this is my show. The only thing I don't like, they said that Texas was conquered. I was like, if it was a zombie apocalypse, we have more guns than people in Texas. How are we going to get eliminated? Come on now.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was a little upset. You know, I'm driving on the road to Georgia now, and I didn't miss Empire. I got to watch it on Hulu tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
You would have Empire.
No. First of all, black people in a zombie movie would never happen because the black people would be running. And I'm afraid for the black people in the movie.
No,
I need that to stop.
No.
Yeah.
Watch
Diary of the Dead.
If you watch Diary of the Dead, there's a whole group of black people on there, and they are fortified. They had internet, they had vehicles, and they had electricity. That was realistic. And the one black chick there had a perm in her head. So you know it was serious.
Empire, they were a nighttime soap opera. Just take it up to a whole nother notch. They
well, you know what, you know, we this be locker room talk. I tell you, y'all be thinking we just be talking about football and all kind of stuff. We talk about the most crazy scenarios, but like we said in locker room, we said they just come up with some off-the-wall stuff on there. It'd be crazy plots, but
I ain't never seen an episode. I've never seen an episode. I watched Special Victims Unit. Me and Olivia been down since season one. We on what, season 15? I'm not playing by my Special Victims Unit. It's on the DVR right now.
I was about to ask you which Olivia you was talking about, Olivia Pope
not,
or Olivia.
No. I refuse to watch the black version of Monica Lewinsky with an overbite. I refuse. Every time
you
I
talk about
my
fiance over here talking about, oh, I just love Olivia. I said, yeah, now that was one of your friends. Another girl did that to one of your friends. You'll be upset. But y'all just love her now.
Exactly.
It's a TV show.
But I don't like her. Every time I see her, I think about her and Django when she was up there screaming. I can't look at her seriously. Hilda? Nope. Brunhilda? Not at all.
Brunhilda?
Not at all.
Oh,
Hilda?
Nope. They just out of control.
Like
They're just out of control. All right, Jeff Judah, tell everybody where they can find you, and then Raymond, tell everybody where they can find you one more time before we go off the air and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Go ahead, Jeff Judah.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope under Jal Judah. That's JALJUDA. I have a YouTube page. And pretty much all my information is posted on my Facebook page. You can book me. Please book me. I take everything but personal checks. I don't trust folks because I've been knowing how to bounce checks since I was five, so I don't trust nobody's checks.
You know what, though? Hey, I did learn that myself with the training business that I got. I did have to learn that. It's either money order. I'll even pull out the little Apple Square for you. You can go ahead and swipe.
Cash, credit, money order. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Raymond, where can we find you at, darling?
Okay, on Instagram, Twitter is Big Play Race, the number 50, and Facebook is just Raymond McMill. So, yeah.
And you guys can follow Sabrina. Go ahead.
No, what were you saying? I was finished.
I thought you were like getting dialing the number for my new date. Or no, excuse me, for the guy.
No,
already.
No, I'm calling DJ after this. I'm calling Terrence, right? When I get on the phone with you, because he's in Vegas right now.
Oh,
I'm calling Terrence.
You can follow me on Twitter, GodGirl at 777 USA, or you can follow me, Diva_2, and I have different ones because I have people who stalk me, and I have to have different ones.
Oh, Lord.
Because
some people
got me.
Okay, well, look, I say in about 15 minutes, you're probably going to have a new follower. It's probably going to be him, so I'm gonna go ahead and look out for him.
Okay.
I'm going to call him right after this.
Him. Okay, and then you can always find all my information on www.SabrinaTheDiva.com. And you guys, you know what? It's almost time for the 50th Super Bowl. I will be in Santa Clara, California for Super Bowl, and I'm waiting to hear back for the Pro Bowl, and I'm just looking to have fun. You guys have a safe, happy Thanksgiving. Remember, there's always something to be thankful for. I am so thankful I did this show tonight because it just got me to laugh. Y'all, you'd have caught me out on my screaming process.
Raymond. He didn't even ask
you
what I was thankful for.
Raymond is funny. He thinks he's gonna have some. He's gonna be like having some inside information. We're gonna put that.
Oh,
to rest.
I definitely got the inside information.
But
Sabrina,
what?
But you didn't even ask me what I was thankful for. I came up with a whole list at work.
What?
I came up with. I'm thankful for Spanx. I'm thankful for all you can eat buffets. I'm thankful for flat shoes. I'm thankful for Shamar Moore, for Morris Chestnut, for Lance Grove. Don't judge me. I'm thankful for Baby
Cooter. Go ahead.
And I want to say this, and I'm actually thankful for like Ancestry.com because I actually found out a lot about my grandfather. And
right. If
you ever get the chance to try it out because I actually found out that I had an aunt that I didn't know about, and I found out, like, a whole bunch about him. And I'm thankful for my grandfather and my grandmother because without them, you know, I wouldn't be here. So I'm
Amen
really
on
thankful
that.
For them.
I could be
serious.
I know I am. I need to check out Ancestry. I still believe I was kidnapped when I was younger from a different family. Anyway,
girl,
moving on.
I'm not going to play with you.
I know. I'm done. Okay, I'm done. This is Sabrina Williams, a conversation with the Diva, brought to you by Next Level Fitness and Tennis. I mean, one of the best coaches in Las Vegas, Nevada, who will kick your butt and tell you to sit down at the same time and expect you to be impressed too. Coach Danny Bongiorno, if you want some great training, call 702-303-3765. Ladies, you're calling for training. I'm his bodyguard. And we're not dating, but technically I screen his women, and I will beat you if you, like, try to date him other than so.
She got divs. She got divs on him.
Please leave him alone.
He went through the screening process?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I got him already. Leave him alone. So leave him alone, and don't be bothering him. And I'm not playing with you ladies. You dare to train and stuff, and we will kick you to the curb. So moving on. But then Danny's going to have to interview my new screening process anyway because he interviews all the guys because he's like, they're not going to work. You know that, Sabrina, right? No, anyway, moving on. It has been a wonderful night. It is a Thanksgiving Eve. You guys enjoy yourself. Really seriously, be safe. Call a cab. Call Uber. I don't know. Call your neighbor. Call somebody.
Oh, just drink at home.
Drink at home. But please remember that, you know what, when you're on the road, seriously, and if you're buzzed, you're drunk, and you know what, it only takes a little bit. And the fines, the first DUI is $5,000. It could be a minimum of $30 in jail. And you could actually, if you have a county or a federal job, you could actually instantly lose your job. So think about that. I just want you guys to know that I love you guys. If you ever need anything, or you need somebody to talk to, it's cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Thank you guys for coming on the show. I love you both, Raymond, Jal Judah. You guys be blessed. Raymond, tell your lovely girlfriend, fiance, that we love her and thank you for taking the time. And put a picture of the ring on. I want to see, because I'd be like, I'm going to be judging you, because I'm how your
right.
friends are. Like, so that,
right.
I'm proud of that one. I definitely put that up. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I know your friends like that too, so be like, just making
sure. Proud of that.
And tell them that, that our first meeting has to be at Morton Steakhouse.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm like, I'm
so serious.
That won't be. You think I'm playing with you?
I'm just telling you that our first meeting has to be at Morton Steakhouse because I'm all about the beef and I need some meat and I like to eat, so I'm just saying.
It did not sound right. That did not sound right. Good night. Good night.
Oh my God, you guys, love you. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. All
right, lady, I'm about to call you right now.
Okay. This is Conversations with the Diva, Sabrina Williams signing off. I really appreciate you guys. Love you. Jeremiah 29:11, God wants to prosper you, not harm you, give you hope in a future. Stick with God. Everything will be okay. It is Thanksgiving, and there's a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful for this radio show. Thankful for my wonderful sons. Thank you for God. Thank you for Danny. Thank you for Paul and for the awesome things that you do. God is good. Amen. And peace out. Just one second, hold on. Well, the radio show did not go off the air, so we're going to keep talking as we get it to go off the air. Because you know that this is Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to encourage you guys with Jeremiah 29:11, Philippians 4:4, and with Romans 8:28. God's going to do wonderful things in your life, and he's magnificent. So don't give up. Keep going forward. How can we help you to be a better person? If you're struggling with emotions or with depression, 211 in any state, that's 211. You can dial and they can offer give you free counseling. So just so you guys know, that's it.